That's the Daily Dispatch, in discussion with Darren Mann.
Lead story in the Daily Dispatch for today, Thursday, March 31, 2022. Mani regrets spending 818,000 rand. Student to appeal both theft conviction and five-year jail sentence. Walter Sisulu University student Sibongile Mani's attorney said yesterday the East London Regional Court was mistaken to find her guilty of theft and the sentence of 5 years meted out was wrong. For details on this story and others, go to dispatchlive.co.za. Top story on dispatchlive.co.za today involving student Sibongile Mani. Convicted yesterday, she's an honours degree student and convicted and sentenced of theft of more than 818,000 rand after 14 million rand was deposited into her account in error by Intelemali on behalf of Nasfas. Speaking to us this morning, one of her friends and a representative from the group which has been formed called Justice for Sibongile, Zandisiwe Nyimbana. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Darren. I'm well, thanks. Yes, indeed, we do have a solidarity team seeking justice for Sibongile Mani.
I'm guessing that you felt that yesterday's sentencing as well as the conviction was unfair. Your reasoning for that, please?
Indeed, we feel like there's no justice that has been served because we find that she's being attacked and she's being the only one who's being persecuted for these charges. The other stakeholders who are involved in this scandal, if I can put it that way, have not been brought to book. They have not been investigated. So we feel like she's just being used as a scapegoat for a laundering scheme by Intelemali and the university.
There are people on social media who've suggested that if your friend was in government, it would never have got this far. Comment?
I absolutely agree with that because over the years, we've seen a lot of politicians, business gurus who have been involved in similar cases, especially with the governing party and the government as a whole, as a sphere as a whole. They've been involved in all sorts of shenanigans and they've never been brought to book. And especially the sentence, because she's been sentenced to direct imprisonment, it would be another case given that she's a first-time offender and she still is a student. It proves to show that she had no criminal means. She's not a criminal because she's still a registered student. So it would be better if maybe the sentence was lighter or it was an option of her paying back the money that she used.
Those in agreement with the sentence and the convictions under Siwe point to the fact that this wasn't a heat-of-the-moment crime, a one-off. It was over the course of 3 months and more than 818,000 rand that she knew wasn't hers was spent. How do you feel about that?
We agree with the fact that she shouldn't have spent money that was not given to her. However, she did report it to the SRC at the time, and they just the response that she got was that the money is only going to be reversed once the academic year of Nesfas has lapsed. However, it also sets to question the credibility of the systems of Intelemali, that why would it take them so long to detect such a huge lump sum of money has been withdrawn from their side? It means that similar cases are used to occurring. Usibongile, there's somewhere that money was directed to, and Jenna, she's now being used as a scapegoat because it cannot be that instead of 1,400, it takes you a period of 2.5 months to discover that, no, man, we've erroneously taken away 14 million instead of 1,400. So we must also look at the other end, and especially given that Nesfas has already issued out a statement on the 11th of February that they do not see any reason to persecute Sibongile Mani. The university also did say that the money was recovered as well as Intelemali. So it is actually the state that has these charges against Sibongile, the very same state that fails to bring corrupt politicians to book.
Tell us a little bit about the group, Justice for Sibongile. When were you guys formed? How many of you are there? And are you all personal friends or have all been personal friends of her for a long time?
The group Justice for Sibongile is an apolitical group. It's a group that is represented by members of her political organization, as she was a student leader at the time this happened, and she still is. It's a group forming of her legal team and public sympathizers as a whole, because we feel like she needs a lot of emotional support and as well as financial support. So it's a group that seeks to assist her in all of the support that she might have, and also conscientize the public and the society as a whole on the merits of the case, because we see that a big part of the public are not aware of the merits of the case. They only see her as what the media paints her to be, as a thief.
Take us back to when she was spending the money. Were her friends at all suspicious at her newfound wealth? How did they react at the time?
All her friends were, and they were overwhelmed as well, because for any first-year student receiving that lump sum amount of money, it can be overwhelming, and they were overwhelmed, and they did indeed go on the shopping spree. And it seeks to prove that this was not a criminal act, because the money was used just by a mere first-year student, just by their heart's desires. It's not like she went on to procure pieces of land, cars, or buy shares, because she had no intent on stealing the money directly. Hence, you can see that it's only minor items that could be easily replaceable that were bought. Unlike what we see when the lootings of public funds happens, whereby these politicians procure cars and properties and so forth.
Have you had a chance to speak to her following the court ruling yesterday? How is she holding up?
Yes, I did speak to her, because we are in a very close space. She's still very overwhelmed. And however, we do welcome the decision taken by the legal team to appeal the decision, because indeed we feel like there's no justice that's been served. So for now, we're just, as the team, we're mobilizing for the 11th of April to get as many of the public to be on our side and to see the merits of this case, because she's also a mother of two, and she's still a student. She's pursuing her honours in inclusive education this year. So we feel like the direct imprisonment will be very destabilizing in her life. And above all, she still needs our support.
Given the fact that she and her lawyer will be appealing both her conviction and her sentencing, is she still out on bail? How does that angle work?
Yes, she's still out on bail. She's out on extended bail. She's still out on bail until the 11th of April. We will hear if the appeal is to be approved or not. So she's still out on bail, and that also sets to see that indeed this is not a criminal that we're dealing with. We're just dealing with a young woman who got overwhelmed, like anyone else, I believe, would be in South Africa should they come across that amount of money.
As things stand, Zandisiwe, the judge has ruled that Marnie would be considered eligible for correctional supervision after serving a third of the 5-year sentence. That would be 20 months. Ideally, if it were left to you, would it be a not guilty verdict, or would you say there needs to be some penalty paid, given that your group is called Justice for Sibongile?
We seek for a suspended sentence. That is the only justice that we'll see prevailing, especially because she's still the only one who's being persecuted. The IntelliMali, which is the service provider of the university audit reports, have not yet been presented. There's a lot of loopholes within the case that drove it to this to this ruling and this judgment. So because the university has indicated that they lost nothing, NSFAS has indicated that they lost nothing. So we find that the state, even when the advocate of the state was presenting his side, he said that they just want to make an example out of her. So that's just the merit of the ruling on its own. So hence we are still pleading and want a suspended sentence, maybe some community service and other means of correctional rehabilitating her. But we do not feel like that she should endure any form of direct imprisonment.
We appreciate you talking to us on the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann today. Zandisiwe Nyimbana, she is a spokesperson and a representative of the Justice for Sibongile movement. Have a good day.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.